days of rest. How's your ankle feel? Your practice today?
It feels all right. It's a little tender and stuff, but we're going day by day, and by the end of the week, we'll have a better gauge of what I can do and what I can't.
At this point, you feel like you would be limited a little bit?
I mean, if we had to play today, yeah. I mean, luckily we don't. Still a lot of time left, a lot of rehab, and I mean, I'm confident that I'll be ready.
Are you planning on practicing today?
We're planning on it, yeah. We'll see how it goes, though.
So the option won't be an option this week for you, luckily, huh?
The options?
The option running.
Let's hope not.
You looking forward to going home? I mean, there'll be a lot of people. I'm sure you're going to have a few people there.
Yeah, we've got some ticket requests this week, and it'll be fun. I mean, haven't played back in Indiana in a while, so get to see some old friends and some family members, and, I mean, play against the Colts. I mean, it's always fun.
Going back to the RCA, they'll bring back good memories.
Yeah, I mean, I played there once before. We won state championships, so, I mean, it was a fun time. I mean, obviously, a lot has changed since then, but going back home brings back good memories for sure.
Do you recall the play, supposedly the game winner in overtime?
It was a throwback to me. So I mean, we put like four guys out to the right, and faked like a quick screen out there, and then he threw it all the way back to me for the game winner. So it was an overtime. It was fun.
How much better is this team this year compared to last year when they won the Super Bowl?
A lot. I think they're a lot better. I think they're a lot better defensively. I mean, they've improved in almost every category defensively, especially stopping the run. They're doing a lot better job of stopping the run, and they're just an experienced team. I mean, a lot of those guys have been there for a long time. They know the system, and playing with confidence. I mean, anytime you got that offense on the other side of the ball, I mean, you know that you might not have to completely stop people, but I mean, you get a few stops here and there, and Peyton's going to do the rest for you.
How much pressure does that put on you as a quarterback, knowing that offense, you know they're going to put up points?
It's a lot, but I mean, our defense is playing well right now. I mean, they're stopping people. So if we limit our turnovers, pick up some third downs, I mean, I think we should stay in the ballgame.
Crowd noise is a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
You certainly want to make sure you have your headset working this time.
Yeah, let's hope so.
With a dome like that, knowing the way that crowd can be, how much of a problem can that be?
I mean, any time you go on the road, the crowd's a problem. But, I mean, that's why we work so hard in the off season and in the mini camps and the OTAs is get everyone on the same page so that they know the audibles, know my count, know what I'm saying out there without really hearing me. So we've handled it okay in Buffalo. I mean, it was loud there. But, I mean, obviously getting into a dome is going to be a little bit louder. But I don't see it presenting too many problems for us.
I'm sure the offense knows that you can't put up 17.
You never know. Never know. I mean, their offense could have a bad day. Our defense is going to play well for us again. So, I mean, we want to put up more points than 17. I mean, we think we more points than 17, but we just need to execute. I mean, we just need to take this game plan, execute on third downs, no turnovers, get our ground game going, get Travis some more touches, and we'll see what happens.
Jay, as a fellow quarterback, what's on the short list of things that
I mean, he's good at everything. I mean, you just watch the guy. He's just always in control. I mean, he always has the defense guessing. He always knows what the defense is bringing. I mean, I think they do a great job. He gets the plays in early and gives him a chance to look defenses over. I mean, he knows they have so many audibles and checks. I mean, it seems like he can check almost anything in the playbook at any time. And the two guys outside are exceptional. They got a good ground game now. So, I mean, he gets rid of the ball. I mean, you can go on. I can sit up here for an hour and talk about Peyton Manning.
If you could ask him one question on what makes him a successful quarterback, what would that be?
Goodness. I mean, like I said, I mean, there isn't one question. I mean, there's just so much that he's done well. He's been in the league a long time. He's got a lot of experience, and he's been through some ups and downs. But, I mean, now he's just he's on a level by himself now playing up there. So, I mean, it's fun to watch.
How is Stokely helped preparing for the Colts this
week? Sure, he's talking to the defensive guys a little bit, giving them some heads up. But I mean, the Colts aren't stupid. I mean, they know Brandon's going to tip them off, and I'm sure that they've got some tricks up their sleeve over there yet. So I don't know how much insight Stoke can really give us.